people could take your seat. We have a quorum. Good morning. It's 9:07 on Wednesday, September 10th, 2014. I will call the Dallas City Council agenda meeting to order. Welcome to all. This morning, we will begin with an invocation and a pledge as usual. Mr. Medrano will do the lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Dallas continues to be a truly international city with diversity all over from all over this world living here. In Mr. Allen's district, there is a wonderful temple that I got to visit, and we have asked some monks from that temple to come give our invocation. So first of all, I'd like to introduce, if you, the three of you come on up, okay? This is Ken Tapote. He's the VP of the Buddhist Center of Dallas. A wonderful place, a beautiful place, isn't it, Mr. Allen? You know, it just, it's if you've got an afternoon and want to see something special, you ought to go. He is going to be introducing Tan Phanom Dangpoon, who's a certified monk for 27 years, and Tan Satun Kwachan, a certified monk for 50 years, servicing worldwide. He's the head abbot for the Wat Phat Chaim Buddhist Temple in Park City, Kansas. He holds a philosophy degree and comparative religions. Two very peaceful and wise individuals were honored. Ken, would you please introduce, and then we'll have the invocation, and then Mr. Medrano will lead us in the pledge.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor. My name is Dr. Ken Tapote. I'm the Vice President of Buddha Center of Dallas. Today, we honor and we really appreciate having the opportunity to come in to invoke the City of Dallas Council and Mayor. Today, we have Tan Phat Maha Phanom Dang and Tan Phat Maha Satun Kwachan. Today, they're going to be blessing. Today, in invocations, they're going to be asking the Lord of Buddhas blessing and guiding with City Council and mayors and the citizens of Dallas to have pure heart, clear mind, compassionate, firm resolution during civic decisions to ensure the quality of life, harmonious, humanitarian, happiness and prosperity to the people of our city and to the world. Our monks will conclude and chant blessing in Bali language of the Lord Buddhas. Go ahead, Tan.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Nati me saranam anyang Kutho me saranam garam Yantena satyavachena Sotite hontu sambana Nati me saranam anyang Thammo me saranam garam Yantena satyavachena Sotite hontu sambana Nati me saranam anyang Sankho me saranam garam Yantena satyavachena sotite hontu sambandha Yankinti ratanam loke vichadi vivitam kutho Ratanam putha samang nati tasama sotim hovantu te Yankinti ratanam loke vichadi vivitam kutho Ratanam kama samang nati tasama sotim hovantu te Yang kinci ratanang loke, mi chati mi tang kutu, Ratanang Sankasamanati, Tasama Soti Pawandute, Sakatawa Putaratanang, Potatang Utamang Walang, Itang Eva Manusanang, Potate Nasotina, Nasankumpatawa Same, Nuka Upasamendute, Sakatawa Tamaratanang, Potatang Utamang Walang, Tanirahu Pasamanang Tamate Chena Sotina Nasantum Bandava Same Payahu Pasamendute Sakatawa Sankaratanang Osatam Utamangwarang Ahunayang Pahunayang Sankate Chena Sotina Nasantum Bandava Same Lokahu Pasamendute Pantu Sapamankarang Rakanto Samadevata Sapamutanupavena Sandasoti Mavandute Pavato Sapamankarang Rakanto Samadevata Sapatamanupavena Sandasoti Mavandute Pavato Sapamankarang Rakanto Samadevata Sama Sankano Pavena Sadasoti Avantote.
Thank you.
Thank you to the temple and to the Thai community as well. Mr. Allen.
I was just going to echo that. The Buddha Center, if you have not been, it's at Stultz Road and Forest Avenue, Forest Lane. If you have not been there, you are missing out. So thank y'all so much for coming down and being part of this. And quite frankly, thank you so much for being part of my neck of the woods. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. I'd also like to take a moment of silence. We lost an important Dallasite on Friday. Ted Strauss was an individual that loved this city more than anybody else. He was a civic leader, a retired banker, a businessman, a philanthropist, and very importantly, he was the first man of the city of Dallas. He was the husband of Annette Strauss, the famous mayor that I think did such a great job for the city. Ted loved Annette, loved the city of Dallas, was a great proponent for many of the council people in history and the mayors. He passed away at 89. Would you please bow your head and have a moment of silence? God bless Ted. Thank you. Mr. Medrano has something for us.
First off, I'd like to thank the Jubilee kitchen staff for making 200 breakfast tacos this morning. They woke up at 4:30. Three ladies woke up at 4:30 this morning for appreciation of District 2 office and also the entire staff for everything they've done to help Jubilee attain a better quality of life. If you haven't been to Jubilee, I've mentioned it a couple of times, they're doing great stuff over there. So they made 200 tacos for council and staff. So they're in my office, I think, or in the kitchen. So if you staff, city staff, and other council members, there's tacos there. But thank Ms. Martha and staff over there. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Medrano. We will take our morning speakers.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We do have five individuals registered to speak, and they are Colley Bell, David Williams, Shatara Mathis, Kermit Mitchell, and Dolores Phillips. I will first recite the speaker guidelines. Speakers must observe the same rules of propriety, decorum, and good conduct applicable to members of the City Council. Any speaker making personal, impertinent, profane, or slanderous remarks, or who become boisterous while addressing the City Council, will be removed from the session of the meeting. Individuals are allowed 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record when you come to the podium. Address your comments to Mayor Rawlings, as well as stay within your three-minute time, which you will see at the podium, and then allow the next individual their turn. Again, your first speaker, Collie Bell. Collie Bell, not present. David Williams. Mr. Williams will be followed by Shatara Mathis, Kermit Mitchell, and Dolores Phillips.
We got it going, David? We need to. Why don't we call the next speaker while you just keep plugging it in, okay?
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Your next speaker is Shatara Mathis.
Mr. Mathis?
Mathis, not present. Kermit Mitchell. Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies, Ms. Mathis. Again, you're allowed 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record.
Shatara Mathis, 6331 Silvery Moon Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75241. I first want to thank all the council members whom my son David has had an opportunity to meet with. It has been a great opportunity for him. But in that, I find that he has also been discouraged by certain council members, Mrs. Hill and Mr. Atkins in particular. In his meeting at the Grow South Initiative, Mr. Atkins made a comment that his attire was not business casual. As a parent and just as a youth, for my son to want to even be engaged in community at all, for you not to pull him to the side and say, okay, we have someone that can help you with this. He is a child, so if he felt that a business blazer and slacks was business casual, why would you, in front of other youth, make that type of comment for them to become very judgmental about what he had? At the budget meeting that David attended with Mrs. Hill at Thurgood Marshall, I was very offended by her comment that my son didn't have enough to do. Secondly, when it comes to...
Speak to me about this.
When I am, Mayor, I am addressing you because I would hope that this is something, rather, it needs to be a training just of decency when our council members are assisting with our youth. How can we expect for children to want to be encouraged and become activists in their own community if they're constantly being torn down and discouraged? Secondly, the Grow South Initiative, you had a young lady that met with David Williams after that meeting, had guaranteed him a follow-up, and there has been nothing done when it comes to the Rising Star Project that she spoke with my son about that she would like for him to be a part of. I feel like he is doing his part to stay engaged, to encourage other youth in the community to come out and be a part of learning why their civic duty is important, why voting and becoming educated voters, as some of the high school students that he worked with will soon be voters very soon. And so as a city, I am very appalled that you all just feel as though your titles allows you to just treat your constituents and the youth as if they're nothing. But without your constituents, you can't sit in any of the positions that you have because you are voted in. And I really hope that this becomes something that is more brought to the table for you all to be more aware. I know, Mayor, you're also working coming up for October Domestic Violence Awareness, so I really appreciate your stance against domestic violence, and I would hope that the Safe on Sunday project, you would be more willing to support David in that as well.
Thank you very much. David, is it working yet? Okay. All right, just speak to us without it. Thank you.
Work it for
us. Good evening, Council. My name is David Williams. I reside at 6331 Silvery Moon Drive, Dallas, Texas 75241. I would like to give a special thank you to Councilmember Carraway and his staff in City Department for helping me with my back-to-school explosion. Great job, by the way, Mr. Carraway. Thank you so much for all your support. I would also like to thank all of the council members that have met with me, including you, Mayor, yourself. But I have to talk a second about some discouragements I've been having. Councilwoman Jones' previous budget meeting at Thurgood Marshall, I personally felt that she was dodging my questions, and I strongly felt that the meeting had more to do with fixing the streets in the community and less about figuring out how we can use the budget to effectively secure a future for the kids in District 3. Mayor, it has been a year since we have scheduled the community walkthrough and domestic violence program, and it has yet to happen. Ooh. Mayor Pro Tem Atkins, rather than telling me that I was not dressed business casual at the Growth Staff Initiative meeting, I would have rather you reached out to me to assist me with dressing for success attire. A sponsorship of business and business casual attire would be appreciated. Mm-hmm. The second annual code drive. Councilman Carraway, I know you said that you would agree to kind of help me out with that, but Mayor, I would like you to help me get sponsorships so that we can get new coats donated for 300 families impacted by domestic violence and poverty. Domestic violence outreach. Mayor Rawlings and council members, I would greatly appreciate your support of SAFE on Sunday. Domestic violence doesn't only occur in October, so I would like to see more done about it year round. Mayor, I thank you for your stand against domestic violence, but I would like to see more consistency in your efforts to reduce domestic violence in Dallas. Thank you. That is all.
Yeah. Mr. Williams, thank you very much. You always challenge us to make us better. We appreciate that. Mr. Carraway.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Williams, thank you. And Ms. Mathis, thank you both. Let me just say his presentation to the public speaks for itself. This is a mini-me. This little gentleman is well beyond and is most qualified, and he has given service to the city. He has, through our Dallas Youth Council initiative, my nonprofit, he has formulated his own Dallas City Council, and they meet regularly and have their board meetings on issues that are dear to the youth. He is the president. And just 3 weeks ago, I believe it was, at Glendale Park, he had a tremendous outreach for back to school. Mayor, I want to say to you that you know Mr. Williams as I do, and he's been very, very challenging. And Mr. Williams, I want you to keep it up, okay? You are 11 years old, 13, correct?
13
now, okay. Well, you started beating me up when you were 11. But I appreciate you and the things that you're doing on behalf of this city and the youth in this city, okay?
Yes.
So never let anybody turn you around. You stay focused, you stay determined, and you stay committed. And as long as you do that and you do what your mother's telling you to do and you continue to get your education and you continue to speak up intellectually and intelligently, your voice will be heard and things will be accomplished, okay?
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to say that to you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Athens.
Well, thank you, Mr. Williams. Thank you for calling me out about business casual, whatever. But if I did say that, you got a brand new suit waiting in my office. I want to take you shopping and make sure you got a suit and tie. So therefore, you would dress like me. Okay. Thank you very much.
Come to
my office.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next speaker, Kermit Mitchell. Mr. Mitchell will be followed by Dolores Phillips.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Good morning. Kermit Mitchell, 5659 Marblehead Drive, Dallas, Texas. I'm here before you reporting on every progress of the sale of the hotel. A.C. Gonzalez, Dallas City Manager, said that he was willing to consider any offer to buy the Omni Dallas Convention Center Hotel. Call it a hotel. There are members of the Dallas City Council that are also inclined towards selling the hotel. The elements to do so are here. The Dallas Central Appraisal District is the only appraisal for the property, and that's at $200 million. The purchase offer of $309 million was made for the hotel. The sales price was then increased to $480 million to repay all of the hotel development bonds. The purchase offer was increased to $480 million. The sales price was increased to $650 million to repay cost overruns in the hotel development. After by protest and city investigation, $170 million in cost overruns did not exist. The $650 million price was maintained on the basis that a defeasance penalty was added. The defeasance penalty is only applicable if the payments are not made as agreed. The purchase offer has been made in accordance with the optional redemption provisions of the financing agreement that allows for the early redemption of the bonds on January 1st and July 1st of each year. There's no basis for a defeasance penalty to be added to the purchase. The purchase offer has been made in accordance with the economic development agreement between the City of Dallas and the hotel. This agreement allows for 100% of the state taxes and city taxes paid by the hotel to be applied to the hotel debt for the first 10 years. After 10 years, 100% of the city occupancy and sales taxes paid by the hotel are allowed to repay hotel debt. There's an attached schedule of payments that illustrates the payments as described that are in compliance with the existing financing agreement for the hotel. Full payments are made on time. The economic development agreement allows for the private owner to repay the hotel on the same basis as the hotel if it were still publicly owned. There's no advantage to public ownership. There is a penalty disadvantage for holding on to public ownership. Interest rates are low now, but delay in the sale of the hotel could be subject to higher interest rates. City Council sensitivity to this issue was expressed, Member Atkins, if we will, at the DFW Airport financing. In summary, the city manager has said he would entertain purchase orders. There are members of City Council who are inclined to sell the hotel. The purchase offer to pay $480 million recovers all the monies, the city monies paid to develop the hotel. January 1st is the next scheduled early redemption date. Interest rates are now lower, and there's no public advantage to delaying this sale to private ownership. Last but not least, Omni would remain the manager to ensure the success of the hotel. Ownership means nothing. So consequently, we're asking that you would review your look at this, Mr. Mayor, and therefore look forward to your signing a memorandum of understanding.
Thank you.
Your next speaker, Dolores Phillips.
Hi, my name is Dolores Phillips. Address is going to be 2385 Sweetwater Drive, apartment 223, Grand Prairie, Texas, 75050. You have three different handouts. One is 3 pages, one is 29 pages, and one is 17 pages. Now that the City of Dallas and Dallas County has shown why more minorities don't come forward and speak of injustices, I would like to say to Mayor Rollins, you know, more than a few times you've been caught on camera in the black community doing the cha-cha. That's good. Some do not know that you can be pure raw racism when you want to be. And as I humbly stand before you, Honorable Rollins, I believe on October 25th, 2013, when Corporal Cotner said he spoke to you prior to me going to the meeting to resolve the altered 911 call, that he had no intentions of resolving the altered 911 call and the ongoing corruption, but to take me to Green Oaks as a dehumanizing bullying tactic and also as a forceful hazing initiation into the oneness where you have to indulge in your same sex to become one and get the favor of man. All of that's real, but at the core we're talking about the corruption of Dallas, Dallas Police Department. I just received yesterday, Honorable U.S. Attorney Hasday filed a motion to dismiss my civil complaint of one of the most massive cover-ups in Dallas. I will be timely filing a response asking the judge to stay the civil complaint because Dallas cannot go on continuing to bully minorities. Neither can the FBI. 3-4 years ago, the FBI started shaking down minority politicians and it was confirmed by an ex-FBI agent who said it was true. Those minority politicians started peacefully protesting and asking why. Racism is what it is, racism is what it was, and America can no longer deny prevalent racism. So I would like to stand before you and say I'm going to humbly endure the inevitable consequences of the ultimate white supremacy, because as of today, I still continue to be bullied by the FBI, and that's fine. It's nothing new under the sun, but I'm going to speak and endure your Jim Crow South dehumanizing bullying tactics. Not only are they are unlawful, but they're criminal. I would also like to say, in America, there's only two groups of people when you're looking at the laws of men. You got the one percenters, who are the wealthiest people of the universe. They are the slave masters. If you're not the one percenters, regardless of your race, economic, or social status, you are considered a slave. So you, any other non-minority, you're a slave just like me by the laws of man. But your corruption, I shared with you each and every time I stood before you, I would give it back in peace and truth, and that remains to be true.
Thank you,
Honorable Rollins.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, that does conclude your morning speakers.
Thank you. We'll take the morning items up. I'm sorry, Mr. Carraway.
Mayor, thank you. Just wanted to take this opportunity for a point of personal privilege to make everyone aware. The National Guard, they are in town, and they are knocking down the houses, Mayor, and the program Operation Crackdown. So I want to make sure we acknowledge that. And I think yesterday they started in Mr. Madrona's district. They knocked down how many, Mr. Madrona? Turn the microphone on so they can know how many houses they knocked down.
They knocked down four.
They knocked down four houses yesterday in Mr. Madrona's district, and they will be here through next week. So just want to make sure we know we have visitors in town doing super and great work.
Thank you. Ms. Rios.
Your first item on the voting agenda is approval of minutes of the August 27, 2014 City Council meeting.
We have a second.
Second.
That motion was second. Any edits? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
There have been changes to the pulled items list that you find around the horseshoe. Pulled for individual consideration is agenda item number 10, pulled by Councilmember Kingston and Councilmember Grayson. Agenda item number 12 is pulled by Councilmember Kingston and Councilmember Griggs. Agenda item number 24 is pulled by Councilmember Kingston as well. We do have one speaker on that item. Addendum item number 6 is pulled by Councilmember Griggs, and addendum item number 9 is pulled by Councilmember Kingston. Therefore, you will be approving on your consent agenda items number 2 through 9, 13 through 23, 25 through 34, addendum items number 1 through 5, 7 and 8, and 10 and 11.
Move approval.
We have a second. We have Mr. McDonald seconded. Any comments, discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you. We move to agenda item number 10, ordinances amending ordinance number 29146 and ordinance number 29147 to make certain adjustments to fund appropriations for fiscal year 2013-14 for the capital improvement program and for the maintenance and operation of various departments and activities, and authorize the city manager to implement those adjustments. Councilmember Kingston and Councilmember Grayson pull the item.
Thank you. One of you want to? Mr. Kingston.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Gonzalez, your staff briefed us on this, and I'm going to be supporting this ordinance, but the issue I wanted to get to, and I think is raised by this ordinance, is figuring out how we give you a free enough hand to transfer general fund monies in and among your departments as the budget shifts during the year, but also giving us sufficient visibility into what's going on when you make those moves. And I want to keep working through that. The thing I think is the right answer is when there's an expenditure, when there's an increase in expenses beyond X level, and we probably need to debate what that is, it's got to be something where you at least just give us the heads up. I don't want to tie your hands in terms of the flexibility that you need to run your staff, But I've felt like on a couple of occasions the council's been surprised by expenditures or funding programs out of different sources of funding than had been approved by this council. And so that's the concern I have. And as we move forward, I think we can easily figure out how that works. Thanks.
Thank you. Was that a motion you said to support? Okay. Ms. Grayson.
Thank you, Mayor. As I was looking through the different changes and the movements of the dollars around, I was looking at a few in particular, and I was looking at the water utilities monies, and we're transferring just short of $23 million to public-private partnership fund and to other economic development opportunities. And that was something that I guess was a council directive years ago. Have we actually voted on that as a council a number of years ago to take those pilot funds and to take the water utilities monies and move them to economic development?
I am not aware at this moment because the question just recently came up about
from me
from you as to how officially it got started. But it's we think about 20 years ago that the question as to whether or not our water utility ought to be paying much like other utilities that operate using our streets and rights of way, et cetera, would pay some pilot payment in lieu of taxes, mm-hmm. just like the others. And that was done, again, maybe decades ago. It's been approved with each budget since that time. The current budget, as an example, includes.
It wasn't, my question wasn't so much that we have pilot payments, because I go along with that. It's taking it from the water department and putting it into economic development objectives. I mean, we get increases every year in our budget asking people to pay more for their water. And I thought they were paying for their water. This is actually taking water funds and moving them into economic development. And that gave me some concern, and I wanted to know that there was a council directive that said, absolutely, we're going to take water funds and move them into economic development, because some of my folks aren't crazy about paying increased water fees every single year.
Well, the payment in lieu of taxes is going to be a transfer from the water fund paying as
into
the general fund.
Right.
And in the past, I believe the conversation has been about how utilities, for their own purpose in terms of their systems growing, actually would be helpful for them to be contributing towards an effort that helps to develop the economy. And so in the past, that's an argument made by a city looking to why it should be that a utility ought to be paying for the use of streets, and then how is there a benefit to them as well, and it's for economic development. Now, the long and short of it is that it ends up in the general fund, but the way it's styled in terms of how it's been used in our situation is both for the general fund use and also for public-private partnerships.
You know, maybe, even though I just said that I think pilot is not a bad idea, maybe I'm rethinking that as you're talking, AC, because maybe that money just ought to go toward the water department, which is an enterprise fund, and we're taking all of that money and we're putting it into the general fund and using it for purposes other than water. And so maybe we ought to just think about $23 million being spent by the water department for water department purposes.
Well, if we were to do that, the water department would not be able to use in its operation things like economic development. That's not the business that they're in, and so they have to. If we're going to get the kinds of goods and services that we're talking about that this money is used for, it would have to be spent by somebody else. They can legitimately spend it for a payment in lieu of taxes, but they could not do the similar things that we're doing in the general fund, if that makes sense.
Right. But let's just use the water money for water purposes. That's what I'm saying, unless I'm misunderstanding you.
We may be misunderstanding a little bit.
We may be talking across each other. But
you know, I'd like to visit with you more.
I would like to have more discussion
about
that, because if we're going to keep increasing water fees, I'd like it to be used for water.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I had another question about WRR monies being transferred to the Arts Endowment Fund. It had been my understanding that WRR has been struggling a little to get their revenue in with the sales reps. And so how is it that with their struggle to get the money in, we have $250,000 being spent from them to the Arts Endowment Group?
Well, once again, I think that financial arrangement has a history that goes way back, and that arrangement is that the operation of that radio station, as much as anything else, is needed to help the promotion of the arts, which in terms of its own self-interest, the radio station that is, has a format of classical music, it really does make a business sense, if you will, to it being a partner with the arts and cultural community to do that. Now, granted, in the recent lean times, that's more of a struggle. There was, I think, that was put in place when there was an
overage.
There was more money than there is today. But yet the relationship between the operation of the radio station and it getting back to the cultural and arts community is something that's been established, and we've kept up that arrangement. I'm not sure if maybe Joey might speak to any, if there's specific contractual agreements along this line or not, but I know that that's been in place for some.
Well, I guess I just wanted to know that our WRR was healthy enough to be transferring $250,000 away from its operation.
I believe the ordinance actually says up to $250,000, and the reality is that there won't be $250,000 to transfer over. It's going to be a smaller amount. The way the ordinance was created back in the mid-'80s said that 25% of the net profit that they made would come over, and it's up to $250,000.
That's what it says, not to exceed. So
right.
So
it's going
to whatever
much
net
of a
profit they make, 25% of it can. Okay.
And it's not going to be.
So that amount varies from year to year, and recently it's been smaller, I would imagine.
Much smaller, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, those were my questions on that item, but I think I'd like to have further discussion with you, AC, on the water part of it.
We'd be glad to.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you. We've gotten into discussion without a motion or a second. We have a motion first? We have Mr. Allen and Mr. So we got that. Now let's continue our discussion. Ms. Davis.
Thank you, Ms. Mayor. I just have one question. Since Sandy brought up the water issue, if some of the money is going into economic development, what is that money used for?
The two main uses of the money are for public-private, which is that is a program wherein dollars in the general fund are used to promote economic development projects of one kind or the other. And that might be for new businesses or a number of other business development opportunities. The other has to do with just being used for those things. It's more of the operation of economic development as a department, as well as some monies that are used in other parts of, if even streets to a certain extent.
And I'm going to support my colleague on this, but AC, I think I think some conversation needs to be talked about. Because when we start talking about economic development, and that's my pet peeve, and there are areas in some parts of our city that still need some economic development. So I don't know if I don't know how much money we're talking about, if it's enough to even look at the private partnership. But I think it's an open conversation to at least talk about some things that we need to look at when it comes to economic development in some parts of the district. But I will be supporting this, and I guess myself, and I'll set in a meeting with Sandy as well, as you give the update. But my support is I like the idea that it goes into some portion of development. The key for me is how do we make sure that some part of the southern half is getting a portion of the development fund. And I don't know. That's all
We can certainly get you briefed on that.
And I'll sit with Sandy, so Sandy and I can sit together. But mine is for what's happening. Sandy's a little different, again. So you got two opposition, but I just want to know more about how it works.
I'm familiar with that position, but we'll brief you both.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Caraway.
Thank you, Mayor, and Ms. Grayson, thank you for bringing this issue up. Who does WRR belong to?
It's owned by the city.
I beg your pardon?
It's owned by the city.
And what type of music do they play?
Classical.
And it's owned by the city, and it plays classical. I really appreciate WRR. I want you all to know that. They broadcast. They do a fantastic job. But it's owned by the city, but they only play classical. There's no Latino music on there. There's no African-American music. There's no salsa. There's none of that. And if it is owned by the city, then at some point, and I must say this, because here it is, we still have WRR, but it belongs to only one segment of the people of this city. But it belongs to the city and is using city assets to do things, okay, to other things. If it should be for the entire city of Dallas, just like the radio station.
Do we have is this a budget question?
Yes, it's budget, Mayor. Okay. We're talking about WRR, and I'm going to take my time on this issue because it only comes up every so often. But when we talk about WR, we don't want to talk about it. It is a radio station that, as it relates to budget, if there were more ethnicities and options, even if it's late at night, then other people may spend more money with WR that are not spending it at night. And then when we look at the dollars and we take the dollars from WRR and put it into arts and cultural, and we're over here trying to talk about where we can buy some dog cages from to catch the stray dogs and stuff, but it goes to a certain segment of the community that it's missing us all the way around. So it is something that we need to talk about. And I'm not going to belabor it, but I want to put it out there on point because it is something that we're going to hear more about. That if we own a radio station, then we should all have access to that radio station. And we don't have all equal access.
Thank you, Mr. Caraway. Mr. Kingston.
I'm around two, Mr. Mayor. If you want to let Mr. Atkins go first, it's fine.
Go.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to address something because I think we're a little confused here. I'm thrilled to adjust programming on WRR. Any and all suggestions are welcome at that city-owned asset, but it frequently plays music composed and performed by African-Americans and Hispanic conductors and artists, and I don't think that you're going to find that anybody has been denied access to WRR.
Thank you. Mr. Atkins.
Well, pass it to
okay. Judge Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Please mark this down as an historic day and moment. I agree with Mr. Kingston. Mark that down. I listen to WRR, particularly at night when I'm trying to get to sleep. I've listened to classical music since I was a very, very young child. My great-grandma played it for me when I was young to get me to sleep. And
is this a budget question?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's an extended budget discussion. If composers and performers of every ethnicity are on WRR, Mr. Kingston, as we know. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Okay. We've got, let's go, Mr. Allen and then Mr. Callahan.
This is always a good discussion because these are large dollar amounts that affect the budget. But I think as we discuss this every year and go over it every year in budget, finance, and audit, as we did this last go around. So it's an excellent opportunity, quite frankly, to always even go back and look for the last 7 years on the DallasCityHall.com under budget, finance, and audit, and see exactly what the transfers have been and see what the pattern is. And that way we can really get educated enough to ask good questions and such. So this is a good process. But it is also the city manager. By charter, you have to have the appropriate funds. And so This is the adjustments every year that's being made to do this, and you work in conjunction with the controller at this point in time. And the again, transparent about what we have. But it's an excellent opportunity for what we're doing right now, and that is to just ask the questions as we're doing about why such and such, such and such. Those are what we do, and this is a good opportunity. I would also, again, remind us that we can always go back over the years and see whatever trends that you want to look into and really peel those onions back. So, but the process has been in place for many, many, many years. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Callahan.
I think Ms. Davis was up actually before.
Yeah, she's already spoken, so she wants to go in the first round.
I think WRR is a treasure, and I think it provides a great service, and classic music is okay with me. However, you know, we have a long history of blues here in Dallas, and I think it's time that
put some money in it,
roll over Beethoven and have some of the rhythm and blues. I mean, that would be a good thing. K9's the only station that does any blues, and I think that's one day a week. So I'd like to see a little bit of an added additional format to that program. And I think there's room enough to at least give an hour a day of some rhythm and blues. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Caraway.
Mayor, thank you, and I'm going to make sure I'm talking about the budget.
Thank you.
Because it is a budget item that's enjoined with the fact that, you know, for people with weak backs, you know, stand up and if we're going to be a council that's going to be fair all throughout the city, I listen to WRR probably more than anybody. But at the same token, there are people that do not listen to WRR. And it is classical. And no one around this horseshoe has worked at a radio station. As I've worked at a radio station, I understand the industry. And I also understand the financial impact of the radio station. If indeed we're looking to generate revenue, then through programming and proper programming, and not just one segment of programming, we're leaving money on the table with WRR. Now, with that being said, because it is classical, does not necessarily mean that country is not something. And to say that what my colleague said, my esteemed colleague, about the composers being of all types of ethnicities, okay, that's the same in country music. That's the same in rap music. That's the same in blues music. It is the variety of what the ear hears, and it is the financial impact that it will have on our radio station and our budget if we had more of a variety. We're not talking about taking the variety from the daytime when people are in the office buildings and bouncing off the wall Jay-Z on the ear. That's not the case. That's about programming. But it is about being locked out and being have special attention only to a particular group, and then when the financial dollars are impacted, they too go to a special group. Now, if those dollars were going somewhere where we're hollering and screaming about, where citizens are talking about, Ms. Gates, we're talking about fixing streets. But here's $225,000 that we could put into some streets. But who's making the decision to take those dollars and put them somewhere else where we're screaming and hollering and trying to figure out where we can buy dog cages and fix streets and potholes and alleys and stuff? I think that council members, certain ones of us, ought to have enough backbone to represent our people fairly and not try to make it appear that we're okay with something that your community and your constituents that elected you to do, and that is to look after them and not just sit around here and placate to the music that the orchestra is deciding to play. I'm going to fight for them, and WRR, they need to get on the right track. If it's midnight at night, do something for the black folks. Do something for the Latinos. Play something for the young folks. Play some gospel. Play some blues. Do something. The radio station belongs to the citizens of this city and not just one segment.
Ms. Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm here and to the website. And let me say, I support WRR. I do listen to classical music. The website doesn't reflect what we've said, that it has a variety of individuals. What I see here is the Brooklyn Riders, Stephen Goodyear, and Joseph Bell. None of these reflect any other colors. Now, this is the website here. Then when you go into the website, I do not see one African American nor one Latino. What's up with that? Here it is right here. Go into WRR. Pull it up.
Yes, I have it. And as far as the observations,
I'm not here to. It's still about the budget, but we made a statement. Somebody made a statement, but it's not here. It's not here. If we own it, then we need to be truthful with it. If we own it, then we need to say it. I didn't make the statement. Somebody said that they got all these folks. But it's not on the website. Okay, Mr. Mayor, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Atkins.
Thank you very much, Senator, for bringing up this discussion. It's great to have discussion, you know, when we have a pilot program, but I just want to bring it up without the public-private partner program that, especially in Southern Dallas, I think me, Mitch Rezansky and I debated for many, many years that this do help a revenue source that is not coming to the general fund. It's something that the city manager and also helped the development of Southern Dallas, also the entire city of Dallas economic development. So it's great to have that. I think it's a great time to revisit anything. You know, after 20 years, we can go back and revisit. But I think the time right now is a good conversation. But everyone know why we put it there and why did the taxpayer vote and put it there. With that, Mayor, I think it's a great program. So it's great to have those discussion.
Thank you. We've got a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
I'm
sorry.
I wanted to respond to Mr. Atkins.
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm going to pull back the vote just for clear.
I didn't know the taxpayers had approved this. Are you saying when we approved the budget, we approved it?
It was a pilot program, I believe, in back then. I might be mistaken, but I think that's when they did this 20-something years ago as a part of that. I might be spoken out of turn, but I'm pretty sure it was.
Because I thought I heard AC that
it was 21 years ago. AC was, I think he left and came back. I guess we can clarify.
Yeah, we can get some more information about when it was first instituted as far as the public-private program that is funded by
I would just like to know when the council approved using pilot for those purposes.
Yes, ma'am.
And whether that was sort of done by default or whether there was an actual council vote to do it that way.
We'll find that history. I'll also quickly mention that on an annual basis, we bring it to economic development. There's a review of the policies, et cetera. So it's something that is an ongoing program that does to get relooked at on an annual basis.
Well, I know we look at the public-private partnership program, but I don't know that we look at the funding sources in great detail. I know we look at what it goes to, but I don't know that we look at where the revenues come from.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thank you. Now I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. Next item.
Agenda item number 12 is authorize an amendment to the mineral lease between the City of Dallas, the City of Fort Worth, the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport Board, and Chesapeake Exploration, LLC.
Excuse me. Was 11 put in the...
consent.
There was a question. 11 was on the consent. Please put your microphone on.
I want to make sure that we, you know, we don't miss anything. But if I understood you correctly, you said 2 through 9, agenda items 2 through 9, 13 through 23, 25 through 34. And addendum items 1 through 5, 7, 8, 10, and 11.
Yes, ma'am, you're correct. I did leave off 11 as part of approval of the consent. If you like, we can either reconsider or I can
leave it as individual. No, let's just do it as individual.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Let's do item 11.
Agenda item number 11 is authorized approval of the fiscal year 2014-15 Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport Board annual budget.
We got a motion and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. Now item 12.
Thank you. Agenda item number 12, authorized an amendment to the mineral lease between the City of Dallas, the City of Fort Worth, the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport Board, and Chesapeake Exploration LLC for a one-year extension to Chesapeake Northern Sector Drilling Requirement. Councilmember Kingston and Councilmember Griggs pulled the item.
Thank you, Mr. Kingston.
Move denial.
Okay. Do we have a second? We have a motion and a second for denial. Any discussion? Mr. Kingston?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. City staff, you all will recall, recently briefed us on its efforts to improve our air quality here in the City of Dallas. I believe that sophisticated employers and employees, people who have options to go wherever they want to live and work in the country or even the world, will increasingly avoid areas with poor air quality. It's dangerous for kids, it's dangerous for our older people, it's dangerous for people with respiratory problems. And what we heard from our city staff is that approximately 20% of our current air quality problem, which is our local air quality problems, primarily ozone, is generated by drilling in this area. The policy of this city council needs to be to protect people and to protect the public health. And the absolutely negligible dollars that we might see from royalties from these wells is such a drop in the bucket compared to the health of our citizens. It's just staggering to me that this is even a question. I'm really kind of shocked that our city staff and our good friends at the DFW Airport Board would send this item to us. I frankly consider it a dereliction of duty. This one is as crystal clear to me as it can be. Even if you, for some reason, want to doubt the information that our city staff brought to us about the effects of drilling on our local environment, from a business standpoint, this is a fascinating proposal. Chesapeake Energy, the lessee, is proposing to extend its lease for no dollars. I don't know. Maybe I need to go back to property class in law school, but I don't think we extend leases for no dollars. I don't think it's a good idea to re-sign a lease in this low gas price environment. We could do, even if you disagree with me about the public health effects, the right thing to do here is just let the leases expire, and if the price of gas goes up and you desire to drill again, I'll continue to oppose you, but of course you'll get more money out of it. So either way you look at this thing, I think we just need to deny this thing, let Chesapeake pack up. They've got plenty of other drill sites in the Barnett. They really don't need this, and we don't need to be contributing to our air quality problems. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Cadane.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This drilling site, they've been drilling there for how long already? They've got over 180 wells, I think.
Do you want to ask some questions?
Yeah, I would like to ask that.
Right. Please introduce.
Mayor, Council Members, my name is John Terrell. I'm Vice President of Commercial Development out at DFW Airport. And drilling started in 2007. But if you don't mind, I'd like to clarify this is not extension of the lease.
No, not yet. Okay. When someone asks a question.
I'm sorry. Mr. Cadane. I need to hear that.
Okay, go ahead.
I do not want to extend the lease.
No, I'm sorry. The request today is not to extend the lease. The request today is to extend their drilling obligation.
Yeah.
They have
an
obligation under the lease to drill a certain number of wells this next year, this year and next year. They already have a lease that goes in perpetuity until it's drilled out.
And both Dallas and Fort Worth agree with that extension, what I'm reading.
The Dallas Fort Worth Airport, what we're looking to do,
agrees with your extending that.
Yes, sir. We've made about $300 million to date on it. They have the contractual right to continue drilling. They have an obligation at this point under the lease, under litigation settlement, to continue drilling 6 wells this year and 8 wells next year. What they've asked and what we would like to recommend is that they not drill those wells this year, that we push those wells to a later one more year, because the price of gas is so low that if they were to drill them today, we would not receive the revenues that we would try to get next year. This is not an extension of the lease.
Okay. And do you know what the ozone level is out at the airport?
I do not know, but I do know specifically the technical ozone levels. But I do know that the airport put into place a number of special, in fact, we had Chesapeake use electric drills to reduce any kind of ozone, and we have not received any city, state, or federal government notifications of noncompliance.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mayor, I'd like to make an alternate motion.
Please.
I move that we approve this and move it forward.
We've got a motion and a second and a substitute motion. We'll continue discussion. Do you want to say anything else,
I would like to.
Please.
These folks have done a fantastic job out there so far. And, yes, they have made quite a bit of money out there for our airports and for development out there. And this will do nothing but help further that extension. So I hope that we can approve this. We have never had a problem out there with the drilling or the ozone. So that's my motion. Hopefully we'll get it approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Atkins.
Yes. Mr. Terrell, will you come down one more time, please? And the reason why I asked you to come down, you know, sometimes I sit on the board at DFW, and we look at Chesapeake, and we're also looking at dollars. And those dollars amount that we're looking at in the past years that is probably over $300 million. And I know at one time that when gas go down, and we gave them a right to drill. And what we're saying today is that why should we drill now and we make less money? Why should we charge them to pay us a fee now and we're going to make less money? I know that in the past it's true that when Chesapeake in the DFW airport have a disagreement on the ozone air quality, we have came to the table and said, how do we get the electric type drilling? How do we protect the ozone? Is that something that DFW is doing on an ongoing basis now?
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, we have monthly inspections for air quality, and we make sure that each one of the well sites has no leaks so that we are protecting that environment, not only in the ground, the water, but also the air.
Right, and then that's what, colleagues, I think that's great to have someone from DFW airport come out to explain what's going on as I asset. And remember, that's over $300 million that we have made on drilling, and there have been no incidents there. We are monitoring everything on a monthly basis. They are the good partner, and what we're saying today is they do have the right, again, they have the right to drill. They don't pay for the right to drill, and all that we said, we don't want to drill right now because we're not going to make any money right now, but when the price of gas go up, they do have the right to drill to make more money, and they help the airport for helping to grow. We got a huge bun of passion over there that we got to sell and do a whole lot of improvement to the airport we got to do, and that's a good of those money that we have from drilling in reserve. How much money have we put in reserve from the revenue we got from drilling from Chesapeake at DFW?
I know that the finance group continues to put that into use to sustain the airport. So all of that goes back into the airport for payments to sustain the airport. I might also add that over $150 million, not of the 300, but an additional $150 million has gone to minority subcontractors to perform all the work out there.
Right. Thank you very much for the explanation.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Thank you, Ms. Gates.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A question I'm not sure who you might be able to answer.
Ms. John, stay down here, obviously.
Sorry.
Thank you, sir.
To clarify, if this agenda item was denied, then it would require you to drill. Is that correct?
That is correct. We would then force Chesapeake to drill.
You would
this
force
year.
Chesapeake to drill now.
Correct.
So it would not have the consequence, I think, that Mr. Kingston is asking for. Then
yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay. I just want to make that clear that this is not an extension of the lease. It's just the requirement. So without this, you would be required to drill immediately.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Callahan.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor, and I appreciate my colleague, Councilman Kingston's attitude as far as clean air, and, you know, that concerns me, too. I've got bad allergies, and believe me, I get it, but this really doesn't make sense to deny this type of activity. We've got air conditioner compressors, commercially, residential, all over the Metroplex. We've got auto emissions, jet aircraft emissions at that airport. And also another airport just to the northwest. And we have other airports within the city, and then we have other industrial users, and then we have about, I think, 1,200 Barnett Shell drill sites, you know, throughout the Metroplex in that shell. And I think collectively they contribute much more to the poor air quality, you know, that we've had. You know, that's been a long-standing issue. And again, I'm sensitive to the fact that our air quality is not good, and we've been under the radar screen a long time with the federal government with regard to that. But I want to just illustrate again that as long as we in American society depend on hydrocarbons to get around, you know, that's going to be a burden that we're going to have to bear. There's just no other way out until we get to electric cars and other alternative forms of energy, and we're going to probably be deep in the hydrocarbons for the next 50 or 60 years. Once we get past that, then hopefully we'll have come up with a different solution, because it is an exhaustible supply. So I will not be in favor of denying this. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So Jennifer Gates had just said, if we deny this today anyway, you will continue the drilling. Why is that?
Chesapeake is currently under a lease.
Mm-hmm.
They have the right to continue drilling as long as production is being made out at the airport. It is not something that DFW can stop them from drilling. They have a requirement under a settlement agreement several years ago mm-hmm. to continue drilling, and their requirement was to drill six. After a couple of amendments this year, they had a requirement to drill six more wells and eight more wells next year. If it is denied, then the airport will not be able to give Chesapeake that extension, and they will then be required to start the drilling of those six wells this year.
Regardless if we approve it or not.
That is correct.
Okay. And then if it is denied, then they continue the drilling, then what happens? Do any funds that DFW was getting, is that then... that stop? Do the funding stop?
Let me make sure I understand the question. Are you saying that if it is denied today, what would happen?
Mm-hmm.
We would basically go back to Chesapeake as an airport, and we would tell them that the city of Dallas has denied the extension. They are then contractually obligated to start six wells drilled this year. And so they will go out and start drilling. Unfortunately, gas prices are so depressed right now, we will still receive our revenues as an airport,
okay,
but they will be much less than what we are hoping to project when we give them the okay to move forward.
Okay. And the funding, that funding goes to where and at DFW?
The monies?
Uh-huh.
They actually go in to fund the long-term sustainability. It goes in, the finance department puts it into various accounts, mostly just to sustain the airport, lower landing fees, and pay for infrastructure out at the airport.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Carraway.
Thank you, Mayor. So the $300 million that
yes,
we've
sir.
Already made, are we on target with our projection with the $300 million?
The $300 million that has been made so far
mm-hmm.
is less than what was originally projected, and that's because when we signed the gas lease,
mm-hmm.
gas prices were at $13 and $14 per 1,000 cubic feet. Right now, it's under $4 per cubic foot, 1,000 cubic feet. So our early projections assume that gas prices were going to remain around 7, and that has not been the case. So, but we certainly are very happy to have the $300 million on mineral assets that were under the airport.
So our anticipation it was to have more than $300 million, but we did get $300 million.
Yes, sir.
And the risk that we're having is because we are below our projection that we want to protect not going further down, but hopefully sustaining and having a great opportunity to make more money.
That's correct. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Kingston.
And they'll just drill?
I'm sorry?
If we deny this, they'll just drill?
Yes, sir. They have the contractual right to do that.
And you think they'll do it?
They are obligated under the settlement agreement to do it.
And what's the or else?
What's the what?
What's the or else?
The risk?
The or else.
Oh, what, the or else?
Yeah. How would you force them to drill?
We wouldn't force them to drill. They're contractually obligated to drill right now. If you deny, what we're asking for is an extension so that they don't have to drill. So if you approve this, they won't have to drill. If you deny it, they will have to drill.
And you think they will?
Yes, sir.
Do you think they will?
They are legally obligated to.
And who's going to force them to do that?
Well, I would imagine that the courts would do that.
Yeah, the courts are just an arbiter. Who would make them do that?
We're asking that we not force them to do
it. Are you saying DFW Airport would force them to drill?
If you tell us that we cannot extend, then we currently have a contract with them and litigation, a settlement that says, yes, we have to make them drill. What we're asking for is permission to not force them to drill.
So if the DFW Airport Board said, we don't really care if you drill. Why don't you pay us a little money? That's totally doable?
No, sir.
Why not?
Because there is a lawsuit that was settled that has a contractual obligation. What we're asking currently...
Who owns the contractual obligation? DFW Airport, yes?
That is correct.
DFW Airport has the option to enforce or not enforce that provision, correct?
The contract is actually with Airport and the cities of Dallas and Fort Worth. Because the land is owned by Dallas and Fort Worth, the minerals under the ground are owned by Dallas and Fort Worth. So if you deny the right to extend, then the city of Dallas is telling the airport not to extend the lease. So in effect, you would be telling the airport we should not extend the lease. And then we would have to enforce it because that's what you've told us to do.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. So we have a motion and a second from Mr. Kidane to approve item number 12 as written. Since there's been some discussion, we'll take a record vote. If you're voting yes, you're voting for approval. Voting no, you're to deny approval.
Please cast your vote. Thirteen have voted.
Look for that little yellow thing in front of you.
14.
There we go. We need one more. Oh, okay. Thank you. You can't. You just can't. It's not legal to do it. Yeah, I'll have my chief attorney talk to you. Okay, there we go.
All have voted. Voting in favor, Council Members Carraway, Gates, Allen, Kleiman, Mayor Rawlings, Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Alonzo, Council Members Callahan, Grayson, Kadane, Mayor Pro Tem Atkins, and Council Member Hill. Voting against, Councilmember Medrano, Kingston, Griggs, and Councilmember Davis is absent when vote taken. The motion carries, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Next item.
Thank you. Your next item is number 24, an ordinance abandoning aerial space above a portion of North Eckert Street to Hunt Dallas Office LP, the abutting owner, containing approximately 316 square feet of land located near the intersection of North Eckert Street and Munger Avenue. We do have one individual registered to speak on this item. That speaker is Dallas Cothram. Mr. Cothram, you're allowed 3 minutes. You want to not speak? Thank you. Councilmember Kingston, pull the item, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion, Mr. Kingston.
Move approval.
Second. You have any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
We'll move now to addendum item number six. Addendum item number six is an ordinance granting amendments to Plan Development District Number 316, the Jefferson Area Special Purpose District, on property zoned Plan Development District Number 316 and an NS Neighborhood Service District, generally bounded by an alley between 10th Street and Sunset Avenue and Jefferson Boulevard on the north, Beckley Avenue on the east, an alley between Page Avenue and 12th Street on the south, an alley between Polk Street and Willamette Avenue on the west, and the southwest corner between South Tyler Street northbound and Polk Street South, the Tyler Street connection. Councilmember Griggs, pull the item.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion, Mr. Griggs.
Thank you, Mayor. I move to approve the ordinance with the following change. In subarea 1, a microbrewery, microdistillery, or winery use is allowed by right.
And a motion is second with that amendment. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Okay, we move now to addendum item number 9. Addendum item number 9 is an ordinance granting an amendment to and an extension of Plan Development Subdistrict Number 71 for MF-2 multiple family subdistrict uses on property on the south corner of McKinney Avenue and Hester Avenue. Councilmember Kingston, pull the item.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion, Mr. Kingston.
I don't think I actually pulled it, but it had to be pulled to make the following change. I move to approve the ordinance with the following change. Parapet walls may project a maximum of 6 feet above the maximum structure height, but may not exceed 85 feet above grade.
Can we have a motion and a second with that amendment? Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you. Agenda item number 35 is appointment to boards and commissions, and there are no appointments for consideration this morning. The following statement applies to agenda item number 36. By making and seconding the motion, the council members represent they have undertaken sufficient examination and involvement beyond reviewing the agenda materials to be knowledgeable about the facts and the circumstance of the case, and to be able to develop an opinion based on such an examination of the various factors and issues involved. The item will therefore require 2 seconds. Agenda item 36 is authorized number 1, an extension of the development loan agreement with Builders of Hope CDC Prairie Creek Project for acquisition and related acquisition costs of 40 unimproved properties to December 31, 2015, and number 2, a development loan in the amount of $480,000 for the construction of the final 16 homes. Again, the item requires 2 seconds.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion, Ms. Davis.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to approve item number 36, please.
Second. Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Ms. Davis, did you want to say anything? Mr. Callahan. Oh, no, you don't want anything. Okay. All right. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Addendum item number 12 is authorize a contract for the installation of water and wastewater mains at 16 locations and the removal of inoperable wastewater flow control gates and valves at 4 locations.
And a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Mr. Mayor, this concludes your agenda items for the morning session.
Thank you. We will reconvene at 1 o'clock for the public hearings and related action items. Thank you. We will call the meeting back to order to take up our public hearings and related actions this afternoon. We will begin with item number 30, consent agenda.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Hill would like to be recognized on agenda item number 50.
Judge Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mayor and Council, on item number 50, I'm going to move to defer this item until February 25th, 2015. The item as written is directly contrary to what I've heard from the people in that community. I want to have the staff, and I've asked the staff, go back out to the community and ensure that we get it clear on what it is they're asking for. So I'm asking to defer this in order to give staff time to get back out there and have community meetings. That is my motion.
Second. Do we have any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Alonso would like to be recognized regarding agenda zoning agenda item 38, Mr. Mayor.
Ms. Alonso.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to defer item number 38 to the October, is it 10th? That is the next meeting date, October 10th meeting, to allow opportunities to be able to get the information necessary, Mr. Mayor, with leaving the public hearing open.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. October 8th, that'll be October 8th.
October 8th. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
We got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry. Would you clarify who made the second, please?
It was Mr. Kingston.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We're going to move now to your consent zoning agenda item, agenda items, which are item number 37, 39, and 40. Those will be read into the records, and speakers will be called. Agenda item number 37 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a planned development district for a group residential facility and CS commercial service district uses on property on the northeast line of Laughlin Drive and the southwest line of Charles Street east of Ferguson Road. Agenda item number 39, a public hearing and an ordinance granting an amendment to specific use permit number 1817 for an open enrollment charter school on property on the north side of Bruton Road east of Masters Drive. Agenda item number 40, a public hearing and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for a fire station on property on the north corner of Kimball Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve the items? Are there any speakers in favor? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Second. We got a motion and a second to approve. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Mr. Mayor, may I be recognized, please?
Please, Ms. Alonso.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to make a motion to defer item number 44 until October the 8th, 2014, sir.
Okay.
Second.
We've got a motion and second. Defer. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you. We're going to move now to agenda item number 41, a public hearing and an ordinance granting the renewal of specific use permit number 1691 for a bar, lounge, or tavern on property on the south side of Exposition Avenue east of Ash Lane.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 14 notices to property owners within 200 feet of the area of request. We received one reply in favor and two in opposition. Due to the opposition of owners of more than 20% of the land within 200 feet of the area of request, it will take a three-quarters vote to approve the item.
Are there any individuals that would like to speak in opposition?
Can I suggest that you've read it in the record, okay? We got that information. Let's go to the next item, and then we'll come back to that and listen to our speakers. Okay? Thank you.
Item number 42, a public hearing and an ordinance granting the renewal of specific use permit number 1747 for an alcoholic beverage establishment limited to a private club bar on property on the northwest corner of Harcourt Street and Simmons Freeway.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 18 notices to property owners within 300 feet of the area of request. We received one reply in favor and one in opposition.
Are there any speakers that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve the item? Are there any speakers in favor? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion. Ms. Alonso.
42.
Move to approve.
Second.
The motion is second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. We'll now go back to item 41.
Agenda item 41 was read into the record. Are there any speakers that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve the item? Are there any speakers in favor? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion. Ms. Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to approve the zoning change recommended by the City Plan Commission.
Second.
Item number 41.
Your motion is second. Any discussion? Do you want to say anything, Ms. Davis? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you. The following statement is going to apply to agenda items number 43 and 45 through 47 and 53 through 80. By making and seconding these motions, the council members represent they have undertaken sufficient examination and involvement beyond reviewing the agenda materials to be knowledgeable of the facts and the circumstances of the cases and to be able to develop an opinion based on such an examination of the various factors and issues involved. Agenda item number 43 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a planned development district for certain residential and utility and public service uses and a CS commercial service district on property generally bounded by the east line of Willowmay Avenue between Stafford Avenue and Pollard Street and the west line of Ormsby Street between the terminus of Seal Street and Pollard Street.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 102 notices to property owners within 500 feet of the area of request. We received 16 replies in favor and 5 in opposition.
Are there any speakers in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve? Any speakers in favor? No speakers, Mr. Mayor. Oh, I'm so sorry. You are allowed 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. State to the topic and address your comments to Mayor Rawlings, please.
Santos Martinez, 900 Jackson, Dallas, Texas, 75202. Very excited about this project and excited to be here. I'd like to acknowledge some people that have been very instrumental through this process for over a year to get us where we are here today. I'd like to acknowledge Ms. Juanita Ramirez, Ms. Morin, Mr. Denacio Martinez, Mr. Walter Huerta, the Fort Worth Avenue TIF Group, the Fort Worth Avenue Development Group. A number of people have involved to make sure that this portion of the neighborhood is developed the right way to be a good neighbor. Henry S. Miller is excited to provide this opportunity here on a property that's vacant today and developing new housing options for people in West Dallas. We're excited to work with the TIF board to provide sidewalks where there are no sidewalks today, improve streets that have desperately needed to be improved, provide pedestrian amenities, pocket parks, street lightings for an area of the neighborhood that has gone neglected for too long. We're really excited with our opportunity to work with our new neighbors along Stafford, along Willamette, along Seal Street to bring this project to fruition. We have several more conversations that we're going to engage with the TIF board and with the neighborhood and the Parks Department. I'd like to highlight a couple of those items that we're going to continue to do. We're going to work with the Parks Department with Stafford Park, which is just across the street from our proposed project, where we can plant additional trees through our mitigation process, work with them on any amenity upgrades for playground equipment and lighting, to work with the Streets Department on sidewalks, on Willamette, street lightings, pedestrian amenities, park benches. We have 3 pocket parks that we would like to install with this project that will be open to the public that are really exciting enhancements to this street that has been forgotten for a bit too long. We would also like to acknowledge that these conversations will be going on with our TIF application as well. You saw that application in May. We've had very good conversations with the city on the potential to improve Seal Street from Ormsby to Sylvan. We'd like to continue those conversations to make that part of the project come to fruition. I'd like to acknowledge that we've had several community conversations. I'd like to acknowledge Ms. Maria Gomez with Salon de las Americas providing us an opportunity to use her salon on short notice to have these community meetings to talk about this project. We are excited to be a good neighbor, excited to be a neighbor in this part of West Dallas, and excited for this project coming before you today, and stand for any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other speakers in favor? No further speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion. Ms. Alonzo.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I want to make a motion, and then I have a few comments, Mr. Mayor.
Please.
I move to approve the zoning changes recommended by the City Plan Commission with the following changes. At least 15 days before filing any of the following applications, the applicant shall provide a copy of the application, including the attachments to the 4th Avenue TIF District Board, the 4th Avenue Development Group, and all property owners within the 500 feet of this district as ownership appears on the last approval tax roll. Excuse me. Number one, change in zoning district classification or boundaries. Number two, amendments including minor amendments to an approved development plan. And number three, variance or special exception.
Thank you. A second?
Second.
We need another second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion, Ms. Alonzo.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to say, colleagues, that aside from the individuals that Mr. Martinez mentioned, I am very appreciative of my zoning commissioner who has worked very hard with the community and the applicant and their representatives, along with Ms. Rangel, Ms. Gonzalez, and Ms. Gomez, as he mentioned, from Salon Las Americas. I wanted to make sure that we indicate that this has been as they mentioned, that it's been going on for over a year. It has been very community involved, inviting, and especially inclusive, which is very important, Mr. Mayor, as it's going to be changing, but they wanted to make sure that they knew what was going to change and where is it going to change and how is it going to change. They heard the community, and I wanted to make sure that we acknowledge that. I also want to make sure that we acknowledge that what Mr. Martinez mentioned is based from a letter that they are committed to working with the community, and I wanted to just clarify that, Mr. Martinez, that is what you were talking about, and I will give you a copy of the letter to be on the minutes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. We got a motion in 2 seconds. All in favor say aye.
Mayor.
Excuse me. Mr. Griggs, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mayor.
I will call. We didn't take a vote yet. Go ahead, Mr. Griggs.
Oh, thank you. I just think Monica has done such a wonderful job with this project, and so has the entire Henry S. Miller team, and your team has done just a tremendous job on moving this zoning project forward and working with the community. I think particularly in an area like the Fort Worth Avenue corridor, you've really raised the standard for working with the community, and you've set new expectations for other developers that will come after you. So although this is in District 6, it's very close to District 1, so come on across to I-30 if you get a chance. We've got some great sites for you. I look forward to working with you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Alonzo?
Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry, and I have this on my list, but you are correct. I failed to mention Ms. Carpenter, who also worked very closely with them, as well as the conversations that they had with Ms. McDermott. So thank you very much. I really appreciate everything.
Thank you. All right, now we'll take a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Agenda item number 45, a public hearing and an ordinance granting a planned development subdistrict for mixed uses and an ordinance terminating specific use permit number 566 for a religious, charitable, or philanthropic nature on property on the north corner of Cedar Springs Road and Crestview Drive.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 280 notices to property owners within 500 feet of the area of request. We received 9 replies in favor and 4 in opposition.
Are there any speakers that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve the item? Are there any speakers in favor? We have an individual coming forward. You're allowed 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record as well. Stay to the topic and address your comments to Mayor Rawlings, please.
Tommy Mann, 500 Winstead Building. I'll be very brief. Deaf Action Center has been serving North Texas community since 1977. This zoning case will allow them to tear down their existing facilities, modernize them, stay right where they are in their neighborhood, and continue to serve the area. I just want to let Heather Hughes, the director, offer some remarks for all of you on what we hope is a very exciting day for Deaf Action Center. Thanks.
Are there any other speakers that would like to speak in favor?
Who's coming? State my name.
Your name and address, please.
Dominic Lacey, 6211 Anita Street. I represent Deaf Action Center as the president of the board, and I want to thank Councilman Member Medrano for working with us. We work with a lot of people in the city and in the community to understand what the needs are for Deaf Action Center. We have provided services in the Dallas community for over 30 years. catering to those who are deaf and hard of hearing, as well as to those members who have deaf and hard of hearing friends or coworkers. This rezoning represents an opportunity for Deaf Action Center to expand the services and to continue to provide services in the DFW area. Thank you, and I appreciate your time.
Are there any other speakers in favor? No further speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion, Mr. Medrano.
I'm going to make a motion for approval.
Okay, second. We got motion, 2 seconds. Discussion, Mr. Medrano?
I think let them go.
I'm okay. Ms. Kingston?
I just wanted to thank Adam for his leadership on this issue. The deaf community in Dallas is well served by this project. I also wanted to recognize Dominic Lacey, who just spoke to you, member of the deaf community, but also an active volunteer for District 14. We appreciate his service. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Ms. Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First of all, I just want to commend Adam for moving forward with this. I want to thank Ellen Roth, thank you for meeting with me and the executive director and working with us in housing on this. So I'm hoping that this will be a very, very nice housing development for that district, for Deaf Action Center. I think this is a wonderful, wonderful project, and Adam, you know, I will be supporting you on this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr.
Yeah.
Medrano?
Yeah, move for approval.
Yeah, we've done that. We've got
okay.
That. Yeah, any other comments? Okay. Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. And welcome to everyone in the deaf community that's here today. Thank you, and congratulations on this important project. Next item.
Agenda item number 46, a public hearing and an ordinance granting a planned development district for multifamily and non-residential uses on property on the north side of Walnut Hill Lane, west of Rambler Road.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 16 notices to property owners within 500 feet of the area of request. We received 2 replies in favor and none in opposition.
Are there any speakers that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve? Are there any speakers in favor? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion, Mr. Gates.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I move to close the public hearing and recommend the item as approved by the CPC.
Second.
2 seconds, please.
Ms. Davis. Ms. Davis. Any discussion, Ms. Gates?
My comment would be I want to thank my commissioner, Margo Murphy, who worked really hard to make sure that this project was going to communicate well in the neighborhood, connect to the transit-oriented or the transit DART station down the street, and that it would be pedestrian and friendly streetscape and also provide housing for the medical area that it's in. So thank you.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Item number 47, a public hearing and an ordinance granting an amendment to the development plan and landscape plan on property on the north line of West Keast Boulevard and west of Spur 408.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 5 notices to property owners within 500 feet of the area of request. We received no replies in favor and none in opposition.
Are there any speakers that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve? Any speakers in favor? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion, Judge Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to close the public hearing and approve the item.
Second.
2 seconds, please.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Agenda item number 48 is a benefit assessment hearing on street paving, storm drainage, and water and wastewater adjustments for San Leon Avenue from Glencliff Drive to the dead end, and at the close of hearing, authorize an ordinance levying benefit assessments and a construction contract with F&H Construction, LLC, lowest responsible bidder of 5, not to exceed $522,705. Are there any individuals that would like to speak on the item? Any speakers on agenda item 48? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion, Mr. Callahan.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. I move we close the public hearing and further move approval of agenda item 48.
Second.
Got motion 2 seconds. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Agenda item number 49 is a public hearing and an amendment to the Dallas Thoroughfare Plan to change the dimensional classification of Denton Drive from Webb Chapel Extension to the Farmers Branch city limits from a four-lane undivided roadway within 60 feet of right-of-way to a special three-lane undivided roadway with a bicycle facility within a variable 62 to 80 feet right-of-way, and at the close of the hearing, authorize an ordinance implementing the change. Are there any individuals that would like to speak on the item? Any speakers? No speakers, Mr. Mayor, and only 1 second required.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion, Ms. Alonzo.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move to approve this item and close the public hearing.
Second.
The motion is second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Agenda item number 51, a public hearing on the proposed. I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, I believe you have a comment.
Thank you. We will now begin the public hearing to receive comments on the 2014 proposed tax rate of 0.7970 per $100 of taxable value. The vote of the 2014 tax rate will occur on Wednesday, September 17th, 2014. No earlier than 9 a.m. at Dallas City Hall, room 6E South.
Are there any individuals that would like to speak on the item? Any speakers? We have an individual coming forward. You're allowed 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record, as well as address your comments to Mayor Rawlings. And it is important that you stay to the topic, please.
Afternoon, Rich Sheridan. 11301 Dennis Road, Dallas, Texas. Appreciate being here, Mayor, City Council. Recommendation, stop giving the bridge Dallas Homeless Shelter the $4 million each year and turn the homeless shelter program over to Dallas County as it is bearing 2 to 5 to 10 times the cost and the pay that it costs. Here's 10 items. I hope I can get through most of them. Ask any Dallas police officer.
Mr. Sheridan, this is on the tax rate.
The tax rate, yes. So whatever the $4 million is reflected in the tax amount, it could be 1, 2, 5 cents. This has to do with the tax rate. And I think the total amount of money can be equated over to the cents per hundred. Is that correct, Mayor? Can we do this calculation? Is that a possibility, Mayor? Thank you. Ask any Dallas police officer, and the majority will state that the bridge is bad news and its clientele should be removed. And God bless the Dallas Police Department for what it has to go through with the vicious politics that are going on today. Ask any able-bodied homeless man like Ricky, Doc, Paul, Michael, et al., and they will tell you that Dallas gives little care to working homeless. Not interested. This has to do with the justification of saving $4 to $5 million, Mayor. I think I'm being very clear, Mayor. Okay. I'm on target. I'm on the subject, Mayor. Am I not on the subject?
No.
That's your opinion, isn't it?
And I'm a presiding officer. So just get on the topic.
This is, again, the justification to save the city of Dallas, the citizens of Dallas, $4 to $5 million, because the city of Dallas is not doing what it's supposed to do.
Let me ask you a question. Council member Caraway Ms. Sheridan,
was magnificent
Sheridan,
when he stated that Dallas'
Sheridan,
homeless program.
I'm going to cut you
we
off.
We are.
Let me speak for a
the
second.
The homeless capital of the world.
All right, please.
And thank you, Mayor. Excuse me, Mayor to be, maybe Caraway, because you are addressing the true human condition. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Of course.
Thank you.
You don't want to hear what I got to say.
Right.
I believe now, because this is probably. Are there
any other speakers on the item? Are there any further speakers on the tax rate? No further speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Please, Mr. Next item. Do we have to take action on this? Okay, we need to close this public hearing. Do we have a motion? Mr. Caraway.
Thank you. I want to close the public hearing and move approval of
no,
this
no,
item.
No approval.
Okay.
Close.
We've got a motion to close the public hearing. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Wait a minute. Hold on here. I know. I looked. I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
I just got on it right.
Okay. All right. Before we vote, I just
want to thank all the people that came down to support my me wanting to reduce the tax rate. So
Obviously, we had no speakers in that area. So I did not exactly rally the cause in the department of reducing the tax rate, but thank you for those at home that are listening.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you very much.
Did you want to say something?
No, I was just, I moved approval of this item to close the public hearing, so we've done this.
We got it.
All right, let's make a motion. Let's make a move.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. All right, item 52.
Agenda item number 52 is a public hearing on the proposed use of a portion of the 5 Mile Creek Trail, consisting of approximately 7,518 square feet of land by Dallas Area Rapid Transit for a public mass transit easement to accommodate the South Oak Cliff Corridor SOC3 Blue Line Extension Project. Are there any individuals that would like to speak on the item? Any speakers? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Entertain a motion, Judge Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I move to close the public hearing and approve the item. And I'm absolutely certain that Mr. Atkins is going to be the person who seconds on this.
Second.
And a motion and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. All right, Council, we are now moving into items in regards to PID assessments. Those items are item 53 through item 76. They're grouped in twos, many of them. We can do this one of two ways, or let me tell you how I'm going to do it. We're going to take them all at once, but I'm going to let you say now if there's any that you want to individually discuss or pull out. And we'll separate those at this time. Otherwise, I'll ask Ms. Rios to read them all in, and we'll discuss them. Anybody, Mr. Carraway, your lights on?
I'm just getting one point of clarity. We're going to read all of them.
Yes.
And then if there's someone that wants to discuss something.
No. I'm going to ask you to look at the items.
Right.
And pull them out now.
Right.
And then we'll read the remainder all into the record and vote on that.
One time.
Exactly.
That's good.
Exactly. So are there any items that anyone wants to, Mr. Greggs?
Just the proposal and the plan for the Tourism Public Improvement District. I just had a couple comments.
Okay, so.
Which one is that?
That would be 75 and 76.
All right,
particularly 76, which is not only the rate, but the final service plan.
Okay.
I have some comments on that.
We'll separate 75 and 76. Any others? Well, we'll do it that way. Okay. All right. Please read all the remainder into the item. We'll take the rest of them up.
Thank you. Agenda item number 53 is a public hearing concerning the proposed levy of assessment for the Dallas Downtown Improvement District for the purpose of providing supplement public services to be funded by assessments on property in the district. Agenda item number 54 is an ordinance approving and adopting the final service plan for 2015 and final 2014 assessment roll, establishing classifications for the apportionment of costs and the methods of assessing special assessments for the services and improvements to property in the district, closing the hearing and levying assessments for the cost of certain services and improvements during 2015, fixing charges and liens against the property in the district and against the owners thereof, providing for the collection of the assessments, providing for the city participation in the district in the amount of $612,441, and providing for an effective date. Agenda item number 55 is a public hearing concerning the proposed levy of assessment for the Deep Allen Public Improvement District for the purpose of providing supplemental public services to be funded by assessments on property in the district. 56 is an ordinance approving and adopting the final 2015 service plan and the final 2014 assessment roll, establishing classifications for the apportionment of costs and the methods of assessing special assessments for services and improvements in the district, closing the hearing and levying assessments for the cost of certain services and improvements during 2015, fixing charges and liens against the property in the district and against the owners thereof, providing for the collection of the assessment and providing for an effective date. Agenda item number 57 is a public hearing concerning the proposed levy of assessment for the Clyde Warren Park Dallas Arts District Public Improvement District for the purpose of providing supplemental public services to be funded by assessments on property in the district. Agenda item number 58 is an ordinance approving and adopting the final 2015 service plan and the final 2014 assessment role, establishing classifications for the apportionment of costs and the methods of assessing special assessments for the services and improvements in the district, closing the hearing and levying assessments for the cost of certain services and improvements to be provided during 2015, fixing charges and liens against the property in the district and against the owners thereof, providing for the collection of the assessment, and providing for an effective date. Agenda item number 59 is a public hearing concerning the proposed levy of assessment for the Knox Street Public Improvement District for the purpose of providing supplemental public services to be funded by assessments on property in the district. Agenda item 60 is its ordinance approving and adopting the final 2015 service plan and the final 2014 assessment role, establishing classifications for the apportionment of costs and the methods of assessing special assessments for the services and improvements in the district, closing the hearing and levying assessments for the cost of certain services and improvements during 2015, fixing charges and liens against the property in the district and against the owners thereof, providing for the collection of the assessment and providing for an effective date. Agenda item number 61 is a public hearing concerning the proposed levy of assessment for the Lake Highlands Public Improvement District for the purpose of providing supplemental public services to be funded by assessments on property in the district. 62 is its ordinance approving and adopting the final 2015 service plan and the final 2014 assessment role, establishing classifications for the apportionment of costs and the methods of assessing special assessments for the services and improvements in the district, closing the hearing and levying assessments for the cost of certain services and improvements during 2015, fixing charges and liens against the property in the district and the owners and against the owners thereof, providing the collection of the assessment and providing for an effective date. Agenda item number 63 is a public hearing concerning the proposed levy of assessment for the Oakline Highline Public Improvement District for the purpose of providing supplemental public services to be funded by assessments on property in the district. Agenda item number 64 is its ordinance approving and adopting the final 2015 service plan and the final 2014 assessment role, establishing classifications for the apportionment of costs and the methods of assessing special assessments for the services and improvements in the district, closing the hearing and levying assessment for the cost of certain services and improvements during 2015, fixing charges and liens against the property in the district and against the owners thereof, providing for the collection of the assessment and providing for an effective date. Agenda item number 65 is a public hearing concerning the proposed levy of assessment for the Prestonwood Public Improvement District for the purpose of providing supplemental public services to be funded by assessments on property in the district. Agenda item number 66 is its ordinance approving and adopting the final 2015 service plan and the final 2014 assessment role, establishing classifications for the apportionment of costs and the methods of assessing special assessments for the services and improvements in the district, closing the hearing and levying assessments for the cost of certain services and improvements during 2015, fixing charges and liens against the property in the district and against the owners thereof, providing for the collection of the assessment, providing for an effective date. Agenda item number 67 is a public hearing concerning the proposed levy of assessment for the Southside Public Improvement District for the purpose of providing supplemental public services to be funded by assessments on property in the district. 68 is its ordinance approving and adopting the final 2015 service plan and the final 2014 assessment role, establishing classifications for the apportionment of costs and the methods of assessing special assessments for the services and improvements in the district, closing the hearing and levying assessments for the cost of certain services and improvements during 2015, fixing charges and liens against the property in the district and against the owners thereof, providing for the collection of the assessment and providing for an effective date. Agenda item 69 is a public hearing concerning the proposed levy of assessment for the Uptown Public Improvement District for the purpose of providing supplemental public services to be funded by assessments on property in the district. Agenda item 70 is its ordinance approving and adopting the final 2015 service plan and the final 2014 assessment role, establishing classifications for the apportionment of costs and the methods of assessing special assessments for the services and improvements in the district, closing the hearing and levying assessments for the cost of certain services and improvements during 2015, fixing charges and liens against the property in the district and against the owners thereof, providing for the collection of the assessment and providing for an effective date. Agenda item number 71 is a public hearing concerning the proposed levy of assessment for the University Crossing Improvement District for the purpose of providing supplemental public services to be funded by assessments on property in the district. Agenda item 72 is its ordinance approving and adopting the final 2015 service plan and the final 2014 assessment roll, establishing classifications for the apportionment of costs and the methods of assessing special assessments for the services and improvements in the district, closing the hearing and levying assessments for the cost of services and improvements during 2015, fixing charges and liens against the property in the district and against the owners thereof, providing for the collection of the assessment and providing for an effective date. Agenda item 73 is a public hearing concerning the proposed levy of assessment for the Vickery Meadow Public Improvement District for the purpose of providing supplemental public services to be funded by assessments on property in the district. Agenda item number 74 is its ordinance approving and adopting the final service plan for 2015 and the final 2014 assessment roll, establishing classifications for the apportionment of costs and the methods of assessing special assessments for the services and improvements in the district, closing the hearing and levying assessments for the cost of certain services and improvements during 2015, fixing charges and liens against the property in the district and against the owners thereof, providing for the collection of the assessment, and providing for an effective date. Are there any individuals that would like to speak on the public hearing items that were read into the record? Sir, if you would please come forward. We will need you to state your name and address for the record, as well as clarify what agenda item you are speaking on, and please state to that topic of that agenda item.
Hi, my name is Andy Quo. I reside at 3235 Cole Avenue in District 14. And I understand that the levy last year was 4.5 cents. I understand that the levy this year proposed is 4.5 cents again. But I also understand that the actual assessment will be decided in a closed hearing, and the not to exceed is 15 cents.
I just want to be clear. It's item 59?
69.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
What might drive up the rate from 4.5 cents? To a maximum of 15.
We don't answer questions, but that is probably a good question for the whole world to hear, so I'll ask Mr. Evans to answer that. Make an exception.
The assessment is being set right now. It will not go up to that 15 cents. That 15 cents is the council's policy.
Right.
Okay. So what's being set is it's the 4.5 cents. It's not the 15.
Thank you.
Are there any other speakers that would like to speak on the public hearings read into the record? Any other speakers? Okay, ma'am, if you'll please come forward. Again, we'll have two speakers right now. If you'll please state your name and address as well as clarify exactly what agenda item, please.
Okay. My name is Norma Terrell. I live at 2502 Live Oak, number 225, Live Oak Lofts, and I'd like to speak about the Deep Ellum Initiative, and while my husband Paul and I are very much in favor of the improvements, have read our letter, understand the assessments, we understand that this is a five-year program, according to your document, and are wondering or can get possible assurances from the council that at the end of the 5 years, our tax rate will, as a homeowner, will return to the former rate. We do not live in the heart of Deep Ellum. We are up north and west, as you look at that map of that area, and we would like to know that there's an end in sight to this. We want to support it, though. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Mayor, for the record, that was agenda item 55. We do have another individual coming forward. Sir, if you'll please come forward. Please come forward to the podium. You're allowed 3 minutes. Please clarify what agenda item you're talking to, as well as state your name and address for the record.
I do. My address is right now at the bridge in 2929 Hickory, which is the shelters. I don't know which one I was going to speak on, but I heard something about property adjustments and whatever. And me, I was just wondering, why is it so many abandoned buildings and property surrounding City Hall? I mean, you got the 500 building. I've been back and forth to California for like the past 10, 12 years. That building is still there. It's empty.
You know what? That is a very good question, but it's off the subject of this.
Okay,
so we got to stay on this. I appreciate you coming down, though. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Are there any further speakers? Any further speakers? No further speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. So I need a motion to close the public hearings and
adopt the items.
Who was the second? Mr. Griggs was. No, Mr. Griggs was. No, just one.
Two. We need two.
Two?
2 seconds.
Okay. Mr. Carraway, this is the second. Okay. Any discussion? Okay, Mr. Carraway? Yes, we did. Okay. All right. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. All right. Why don't we take up, please read item 75 and 76. Thank you.
Item number 75 and 76 are considered collectively. A public hearing concerning the proposed levy of assessment for the Tourism Public Improvement District for the purpose of increasing hotel activities within the City of Dallas to be funded by a special assessment on hotel property with 100 or more rooms. Agenda item number 76 is its ordinance approving and adopting the final service plan for 2014-15 and the final 2014 assessment roll for the Tourism Public Improvement District, establishing classifications for the apportionment of costs and the methods of assessing special benefits accruing to the hotel properties in the district, levying assessments for the cost of services and improvements in the district during 2014-15, fixing charges and liens against the property in the district and against the owners thereof, providing for the collection of the assessment, and providing for an effective date. Do we have any individuals that would like to speak on agenda item 75? Any speakers on 75? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Are we doing in 75 or 76?
75, 76, collect.
Yeah, right. No speakers? Thank you. Mr. Griggs had a question.
I'll move approval, and then just have a comment.
Okay. We got a motion and a second. And Mr. Griggs.
Thank you, Mayor. I would like a portion of the funds that this TPID raises goes to arts-related and tourism-related activities. We had an excellent idea from Paul Rich at one of the town halls that I co-hosted with Councilmember Kingston and Councilmember Medrano, and that was the portion that's going towards arts funding be handled by our Cultural Affairs Commission here at the City of Dallas, if that's permitted under state law, and the appropriate charter amendments could be made to the TPID as well as any other rules that need to be changed. And the reasoning for that was to create a one-stop shop for artists and their programs. So rather than having to go through an application process with Cultural Affairs with the city and another one here with the TPID, it would be a single place that they could go for funding for the arts programs. So I thought that was such a good idea. I wanted to bring it to the entire council's attention just for exploring. So it would be the same amount of money. It would just be how the money is handled to make it easier on some of these arts groups. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Kingston.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Scott covered most of what I wanted to say. I just wanted to add that we expect an awful lot of non-artistic work from our arts groups. There is sort of a paperwork nightmare if you want to access public funding for arts in the City of Dallas, and no offense to them, it's not really what they're good at. It's not their central mission, and this could significantly increase their ability to access funds and decrease the administrative burden on them. It also really might take some burden off of the TPID board for an activity that it isn't necessarily perfectly suited for. So it really might just be a nice realignment of authority so that people who really care about this issue are the ones who are making the call. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Atkins.
I guess a question to Mr. Edmond. I hear what Scott said and all the study, you know, the PID with the art. My question is, number one, when they give us the budget, do that fit any part of the budget since the budget already been approved on? If it do affect the budget, what are you taking, what line item are you taking away and replacing that if you're going to be looking at at the budget. That's what I'm worrying about, is because we already approved a budget for the PID.
Well, you're approving the budget for the PID today, essentially. I think what Mr. Griggs is suggesting is how you would administer the arts portion of the TPID budget. Would it be administered by the TPID board, or would it be administered by the Cultural Affairs Commission? That is something that we could look at to determine how that arrangement could be made. It wouldn't affect the bottom line budget.
Okay, and the line items is not going to be switched from one line to the other line item?
No, sir. They're already spending several hundred thousand dollars a year on culture-related activities.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Kleiman.
Thank you, and thank you for bringing this forward, Mr. Griggs and Mr. Kingston. I think what we have to be careful of is how we make sure the wording in the charter allocates the dollars, because what I don't want it to happen is for it to wash into the general fund and then respectively be reduced in other places for the arts. So specifically designated, as well as, but then asking Office of Cultural Affairs to manage the grant process. I just want to be careful we don't end up with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Alonzo.
I think, point of clarification, I'm a strong supporter of the arts and arts organizations that we've been working on very closely, and as the vice chair of the arts. But I want to understand, and I don't know if Mr. Z can answer this question or Mr. Ryan, in regards to this motion to be able to comply, is it in compliance with what the state law is out of the TPID, one, and two, have we, and or how do we address it to the board? Because talking about transparency, we want to make sure that we understand what is it that we are doing or we want to do, and or does it have any effect of what we're working on right now or today?
I'm going to let Mr. Evans speak, but I want to clarify. The motion is to approve as is. Mr. Griggs was in the suggestion that we should examine something, so that I don't think the motion is the way it is. Okay, but I don't know if you wanted to.
Yes, Mayor. The motion is to approve the TPID budget and the assessments, and to review the administration of the cultural component of TPID, which would occur subsequent to your vote.
But would that go to the arts, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Chair?
May I respond?
Please, Mr. Kingston.
Mr. Griggs is just bringing up a good idea to talk about. And I think, Mr. Evans, my suggestion would be is that we'll bring it to arts, culture, and libraries. But Mayor Pro Tem Atkins' committee probably also needs to weigh in on this because it affects economic development as well. It's up to him, obviously, but if we wanted to send it to his committee, I think that's probably a great idea. Does that answer your question?
I think that's what I wanted to get clarification. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
That's what we'll do. Okay. Hearing no other comments, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. I just will make one comment. First of all, thank you to the hotel industry for stepping up and taxing yourself for the good of Dallas. Okay? I mean, I think that what has happened in the last year or two, we are on the radar screen now across the country because of this money. And I think it's paying off for you as well, and congratulations. I do want to remind, I think it's important to say I'm a big, big arts supporter, as everybody knows, that the purpose of this is to drive tourism. And we should be able to drive tourism through the arts, but that's different than being an arts-supported organization. We've got to walk that nuance. If we want to get people to come in and see our arts, that's different than an artist just being supported to do good art. And that's as we debate this and discuss it, that's what we need to be thinking about. With that, I think we are finished with that. We're now moving into a TIF discussion.
Thank you. Agenda item number 77 and 78 need to be considered collectively. Agenda item number 77 is a public hearing on an amendment to tax increment reinvestment zone number 9, Vicar Meadow TIF District, to increase the geographic area of the TIF district to include adjacent properties at 5905 East Northwest Highway, 5915 East Northwest Highway, 5929 East Northwest Highway, and 6730 Shady Brook Lane to help facilitate the redevelopment of the former Parker Plaza along the development of along with the development of two vacant adjacent properties. Agenda item number 78 is its ordinance amending ordinance numbers 25964 and 26181 to increase the geographic area of the tax increment financing reinvestment zone number 9 TIF district to include adjacent properties at 5905 East Northwest Highway, 5915 East Northwest Highway, 5929 East Northwest Highway, and 6730 Shady Brook Lane to help facilitate the redevelopment of the former Parker Plaza along with the development of two vacant adjacent properties, establishing an effective date, making a finding regarding feasibility, providing a severability clause, and enacting other matters related hereto. Are there any individuals that would like to speak under agenda item 77? Any speakers? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion, Ms. Gates.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to close the public hearing and approve the agenda item.
Second.
The motion, we have to have two?
2 seconds, please.
Second. We've got another second. Thank you. Motion and second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Thank you. Agenda item number 79 and 80 need to be considered collectively. Agenda item 79 is a public hearing on amendments to tax increment finance and reinvestment zone number 12, Deep Alum TIF District 2, number 1, increase geographic area to add traditional core area of Deep Alum to facilitate the development of the Deep Alum Crossroads project and encourage further redevelopment of the district. Number 2, increase the budget of the TIF District from $51,706,392 total dollars to $57,641,077 total dollars. And number 3, make corresponding modifications to the TIF district map, budget, and project plan and reinvestment zone financing plans. Agenda item number 80, it says ordinance amending ordinance number 26043 to reflect these amendments. Are there any individuals that would like to speak under agenda item 79? Any speakers? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I want to entertain a motion from Mr. Medrano.
Move to approve.
Second.
Second. Okay, thank you. Ms. Davis.
Well, I was going to make the motion since 27 and 14.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Is that right?
That's okay.
I'm sorry. Any other discussion? Do you want to speak, Ms. Gates?
Jenna? Oh, no. I'm sorry, I just left mine on.
All right. Hearing, Ms. Medrano, did you want to speak? Okay, Ms. Davis didn't want to speak either. Okay, no one wants to speak. All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Mr. Mayor, that concludes your agenda items. We're going to move now to the afternoon speakers. We do have two individuals registered to speak, and they are Curtis Holman and Bill Thomas. I will first recite the speaker guidelines. Speakers must observe the same rules of propriety, decorum, and good conduct applicable to members of the City Council. Any speaker making personal, impertinent, profane, or slanderous remarks, or who becomes boisterous while addressing the City Council will be removed from this meeting. Individuals are allowed 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Stay to the 3 minutes, as well as address your comments to Mayor Rawlings. Your first speaker, Curtis Holman. Mr. Holman is coming forward. Mr. Holman will be followed by Bill Thomas.
Good afternoon. My name is Leon Holman, and I reside at 1818 Corsicana Street here in Dallas, otherwise known as the Bridge. I'm coming to speak in reference to a radio news piece that I heard from Sam Baker at KERA stating that the city of Dallas has a 50-some-odd million dollar surplus. Now, I'm not here to debate the accuracy of his report. I'm not here to throw numbers around. I'm not in a position to do that. What I am here for is to advocate that some of these funds, if they exist, be used for human services. Since I live at the Bridge, I'm homeless, and sometimes I sleep at a shelter. Sometimes I sleep in a car. Sometimes I sleep at a neighbor's house. But in order for me to get here today and try and look like a presumptive person, I had to fight to get into the bathroom to change. I had to fight to get to take a shower because the showers are overcrowded. And we need more services. Every night, right in the shadows of Fair Park, you have groups of people who are sleeping on cardboard boxes outside. Maybe you're all not aware of that because y'all probably don't frequent that area because it has a notorious reputation for drugs, prostitution, etc. But if you don't have any money and you don't have any place to go, you will find yourself in that area. If the city has money, extra money, we desperately need these services because being homeless myself, I have an associate degree in computer science. I don't have a criminal record. I'm not mentally ill. I'm working on a bachelor's degree. What I need is shelter. I need a place where I can change my clothes, store my clothes, and so I can leave my place of wherever I live and be a productive person. So this misconception, all homeless people are just, you know, we're just trash and all we want to do is just lay around and, you know, mess up the downtown area, that's on an individual basis. And we can't all be lumped into the same category. So I'm asking that if these funds are available, that some of these funds be used for human services to give us an opportunity to become productive citizens and make the city of Dallas look like a front runner in becoming and alleviating the problem of homelessness. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. And you look great. Ms. Davis.
Yes, Ms. Mayor, I do know that City Square is finishing up their project on Malcolm X in the South Dallas Fair Park area. That's one thing that I guess we can get some more update on. And also, I think we need to get an update on the bridge. They're making some changes over at the bridge, so we need to get an update on that. And then I'll in our housing committee, I'll get staff to just have the bridge to come back in and give us an update on where we at and some things that we perhaps need to. And I know Adam, it's in his district, on some things that we need to perhaps look at and talk about again for social service for the bridge and some other stuff.
Thank you. Mr. Callahan.
Yeah, just quickly, Mayor, the night I had my teleconference, the budget town hall with manager AC Gonzalez, I was driving home on St. Paul, and they had about 10 guys or gals, you know, lined up on cardboard boxes on the fence right across from the bridge there. So that is definitely, and I've seen this a couple of times, and while we all know it's illegal for them to be there, I'm not sure the overcrowding is what's causing that, but they're clearly there at night, particularly when the weather is, you know, warm this time of year. But we need to, and the police did agree, yes, we'll encourage them, and a few were even given citations that night, but Chief Brown said that is obviously clearly illegal, and he would encourage them to go to the Union Gospel Mission or the bridge or elsewhere. So, but we need to continue to police our downtown streets because it is a major problem on both sides of the bridge at night. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ms. Callahan. Mr. Medrano.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. One of the issues that I have, and you mentioned, and that's why I thought of it right now, the bungalows that are going up on Malcolm X, I saw that they're already putting, already going up. So my issue here is right behind there, under the bridge, we need to start working with TxDOT to clean up the folks that are camping out under there now, because those folks are the folks that probably don't want to be helped. I was down there on a drive with the police officers the other day, and we saw folks doing drugs, hanging out there. If we're trying to help the folks that are going to be in those bungalows over there, that's not the kind of folks you want to have living right behind them. So if there's a way that we can work with TxDOT, I think the Dallas Police has a plan, and maybe we can work together to get that area cleaned up, because before those folks go in there and move into those bungalow houses. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Davis.
And also, Mr. Mayor, when you leave and going towards, 30, you take 30 West and 45 heading towards 67, they're sleeping and have put up tents on the highway, the homeless people. They got tents on the highway. And we really need to deal with that. And it started out with 2 tents on the highway. Now it's almost 15 tents. And these people are sleeping on the highway. And I meant to say something about it. And it's growing. And that you can see them when, as you take that curve going towards downtown. They're sleeping. When you take 30 West, they're right by the highway sleeping. They have brand new tents. So somebody has given them these tents. They're sleeping there, so they really, really need to deal with that before someone gets hurt.
Thank you, Judge Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I'm not sure the gentleman heard you when you commended him on how nice he looks. Sir, you look quite nice. Thank you for being respectful of the chamber and the decorum that all of us owe to the public. You do look quite nice. On homelessness, that is a condition that we continue to struggle with. I was here before the bridge. I worked at the municipal courts building. People would sit on the corner and make an effort to get arrested so that they would have a place to spend the night and they could have the dinner, the supper, and the breakfast. So we've come a ways from that. We're not nearly where we need to be. Mayor Rawlings worked hard to get the bridge where it is, and he has a heart for homelessness. I know that. We also struggle with the fact that a large percentage of our homeless population is our veterans. We should never, ever ask people to go and serve our country and then come back and have to sleep on the streets. And so while we are not where we need to be, we continue to be very sensitive to this issue and to work as hard as we can to do as much as we can with the resources that we have. Thank you for coming down today. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Judge Rick. Mr. Callahan, excuse me.
I become a judge. just wanted to kind of tap on what Councilman Medrano said. I, too, have a major problem with the folks sleeping on the bridge, Jim Miller and 30, Buckner 30 Bridge, and some. There's also a homeless camp that's been reoccurring at Lake June and Friendship, very close to the Box Springs border. So they're making an absolute mess, bringing shopping buggies and all kind of sleeping bags and cardboard boxes and lumber and twine and everything under the sun, wet blankets right there. And it's we continue to try to clean that up, but it is a major eyesore for us. And I have a sensitive heart for the homeless people, too. And it's, I know we still have about 2,500 people, according to a recent count, that are out there. And we do want to try to provide housing, and we're budgeting along. I think within 4 years, we hopefully will get there. But in the near term, we need to try to steer them into the shelters that we know that are available there. And a lot of it is just their attitude that they don't want to conform. You know, it's nonconformist behavior. And hopefully they will begin to conform, so they will be out looking for work. Not smoking, drinking, lats out at 10. If they will pay attention to some fundamental rules, they'll be able to coexist in the shelter. But otherwise, they're going to want to continue to congregate outside in these tent cities or cardboard cities, and it's just really a scourge on the city. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Allen.
Yes, you know, Mr. Evans, you're aware that there's not a single person sitting around this horseshoe that is not sensitive to the individuals that are homeless and wanting to do the best we can to make sure that they get the services. The prime reason for the bridge itself, we've heard a lot of council members speak on this subject matter right now. I would like to put my voice in that I truly believe the bridge is the answer. That's where the services are. But I'm starting to see now, seems like a looseness from the DPD to want to help get our folks to the bridge and the services and allowing them to stay in one spot where they're at, which goes against exactly what we're trying to accomplish. Great strides have been made in homelessness and doing things and helping our citizens. And a lot of our citizens have participated because they see the results. If we lay back and not continue and we allow it to just go back to the streets, then we might lose the citizens on this. So I would urge you to get with DPD, reinforce the good that is there to take people where they need to go. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Your final speaker is Bill Thomas. Bill Thomas is not present.
Before you ask, thank you. Before you ask for adjournment, I just wanted to, I got an email from somebody that said that Dallas by USA Today was, Dallas was voted the best international skyline. So we are coming on as a good place, and we beat Chicago and a few other important towns throughout the nation. So I thought that was a nice way to end the meeting. Well, the meeting is adjourned at 2:11. Thank you.